are listening to Glorious Morning, the breakfast show with a difference. Right here on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Now, as we go into this segment, it's a Thursday, right? We're going to be going into our book review where we just differentiate human beings and animals because we can keep record, right? Yes, we can retain information for a period longer than we are alive. We don't die out with oral tradition, information passed down from one generation to another. We can store this information for those in our vicinity to come and for those further away from us. And so this morning, as we go through this author's corner, we have our spotlight on Dr. Rofhilo Mabaso, who joins us now as we talk together about integrated information governance framework. Dr. Mabaso, good morning and welcome to Adventist World Radio.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Only a pleasure. Thanks for accepting our invitation and coming through to talk to us and the listeners.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Let's talk about the book first. Start off with the title, Integrated Information Governance Framework. It's quite a mouthful, eh?
It is.
What are we talking about here?
We're talking about information. You've just said, your introduction was quite interesting. It sounds like you read the book, actually.
The awesome stuff.
No, it's all about information. And I'm sure you'll agree with me. We human beings, as you said. And as human beings, we are information creators. We create information just by being out. As you wake up, I'm sure you've said so many words, which they ultimately become information. You know, these days we talk about content, but you say, I'm creating content. It's that kind of a situation whereby we are just creators of information, and we somehow do not have a specific and quite structured way or ways of managing that information and governing it, even especially when it comes to formal environments, as in your corporate environment, your office environment. It's quite critical. But I do not I'm not saying we are not supposed to be managing our information, personal information. We do, and we have to, because that itself is our heritage. It's what we need to leave as our legacy, as also building our own histories as individuals for future use, and also even for our own consumption. Remember, information is about consumption, and consumption that will lead to making decisions, and which will also lead to actually informing your future.
Indeed.
So it's all about that heritage. You've mentioned a very big word, heritage. And if you look, from the Christian point of view, why we still have the Bible? Because somebody created that information.
Yes.
And that information, we are consuming it even till today. And the same information, it's informing our future and how we do things.
Quite profound. So when did this book come out, and what led you to then put this kind of knowledge on paper to say, you know what, yes, I'm in the business of retaining information and knowledge management, but I need to then put something in order in terms of a book?
I'm an information professional. My background, I'm a librarian. So I grew up in a family whereby reading books and so on was our second nature.
Okay.
So I've consumed a lot of information through the number of years that I've lived. And also the profession also, compelled me to that kind of a life where books are sort of my second nature. And secondly, when I did my research at a master's level up to a PhD level, I realized how much we still lack in terms of information, and information from the point of written information. We create information, but we don't put it in paper. It's part of our heritage for future use and future consumption. And I think, again, by the virtue of the topic I chose when I did my research, there were so many gaps. There were so many gaps that really compelled me to say, I have to write something along this topic. And especially this topic, it's a new discipline. I'm sure we are now, only now recently, whereby issues around governance are coming too strong and very, very compelling that we consider governance as part of our way of living. And I'm sure you've realized how many laws and acts have been published and signed in terms of governing information as us in the corporate world, in government, and so on. So that itself, from the point of being an information specialist and a professional, compelled me to say, let me also now, because if you hear about governance, it's in many ways in corporate governance and so on and so on. Mm-hmm. But there was a lack, or there is still a lack, because I still believe we can still write a lot. There is still a lack in terms of how then do we manage and govern the information that we create, that it should not be used in a way that it damages the reputation of an individual, that it actually even puts us in trouble, because sometimes we just give information. We don't know how much we can give and how much of it we should not even be giving, let alone using it. So those are some of the things that compelled me to say, let me raise that kind of an awareness from the corporate point of view, and also bring it to the individual side of it.
And when did this one come out?
It's quite new.
Okay.
It was actually published early this year. However, my publisher is that and myself agreed on saying, let's because the reasons behind of delay was also on ensuring that do the launch, we want to have specific individuals, and there were issues around diaries, schedules, availability. So we just launched the book at the end of August. So it's quite fairly new. However, it's available. And it can be accessed through a number of avenues.
Indeed, indeed. We're going to be chatting about those just a bit in a few here. But I think it's quite profound. Is this your introduction? I mean, you were speaking about how you were a bookworm. Was this your first introduction to writing, or you're a seasoned author, they would say? And maybe talk to us about what when you started writing and what led you to this love of writing, despite just you being a bookworm.
To be honest, this is an official kind of publication I've done in terms of a book, but in terms of publishing, it's more academic, your journals and articles, which could possibly be like being a newsletter at work and so on. And the official one is this one. There's one which actually, this one surpassed the very first one that I was supposed to have published, but then there were some delays, which is about my biography and being a single woman. So will be, we're possibly going to have that one before the end of this year. So yes, I think the journey of writing more has started.
I like that. And how's been the experience? You know, just talk to us about being an author, beyond articles, behind journal inputs. How's it having a published work out there? How does that make you feel?
Can I be honest with you? It's a dream come true. I'm very excited, and I'm happy. And I think it's the timing is so perfect, because I wanted to do that years ago, but it did not happen. As we all know, all things happen for those who trust in the Lord.
Oh, yes.
So the time is perfect. And I'm saying that from the point of the level of maturity, age, and so many other things, and the experience that I've acquired over a number of years. So at a point whereby I think I'm sort of what colleagues said, we are at your epic. In terms of your life cycle and so on. So I think yes, the time is perfect, and I'm very happy and ready to continue write as much as I can, and hopefully to have an impact and impact a lot of people in various areas of my life with regards to my profession personally.
Wonderful stuff. If you just joined us, we are currently in conversation with Dr. Refilwe Mabaso, who is the chairperson at the KMSA Knowledge Management South Africa, and sits on various other boards. And she is here today talking to us about our latest offering, talking integrated information governance framework. And she is a historian, a librarian by nature. And she is saying, hey, how about you do this in a much more better way, and revolutionizes information management in South Africa by what she has done in her work, and also through this book that we're currently reviewing. Doc, I'm going to then allow you to read us an excerpt, just to give the listeners a taste of what to expect when they go and get this book. Read us an excerpt, something that is short and such enticing as to, wait a minute, this year is what we're looking for.
Okay, I'm just going to read, I think, what I thought of reading, because the book is a little bit, it's quite a technical point of, it's not an easy read, if I have to say that, but you have to have passion and interest around information. So it's not like your good night or your storytelling.
It's not a evening reading, kind of light reading for the bed. Kind of.
Yeah, you must be alert.
Okay.
Take this book and put it in your hands. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one thing that, that is based on one of the reviewers who reviewed, said that book has made a contribution to the subject of information and knowledge management in South Africa.
It seems like we've locked. Sorry, Doc, we'd lost you for a second there.
Okay, sorry about that. He said this is not unique, as most governance agencies face similar challenges. This book is it's all about approaching, finding understanding of how you should be managing your information as an individual and also as an organization. So it's basically, I'm trying to highlight that it is a book that is very important, but it's also about how you manage and govern the information that you create as an individual and also as an organization.
Certainly. Now, maybe before we then wrap up the discussion, talk to us about, especially as we are pointing out that this is not your bedtime reading kind of book, who is the target audience for this kind of book when you write this, when you wrote this rather? Who are you targeting and saying these are the people that can actually make use of this information in its profound nature?
For me, it's for everyone, as I said, but and especially for government entities, corporates, and you know, during at the book launch, one of the speakers said he wishes that every CEO could have a copy of this book, because as organizations, we create so much information and we don't manage it like any other asset that we have in organizations. And same with us as individuals. We've got assets, we believe in assets as being your property, your money, and so on. But information is also your asset.
Certainly.
The question is, how do you manage it? How do you govern it?
That is so true.
And so for me, it's for everyone. The reason I'm saying it's not your bedtime kind of a book is because of it has very factual and critical information that you really need to consume and internalize.
And I like how you, like you pointed out earlier on, you need to be alert, as this information is quite key and technical. And I think I like how you're pointing out this very important subject of the wealth of information, right? That's the latest currency. It's no longer even money that's the currency. Information is where people are needing to be finding themselves very vigilant, especially in this day and age, right? I mean, I know businesses who've been held at ransom when someone goes into their information software and say, hey, otherwise you give me what I want, otherwise I'm going to wipe out your data, and everyone is jumping up and down. That just goes to show you the value of information. Doc, thank you so much for your time. As we wrap up, talk to us a bit about where people can get this book, those who will be interested in becoming readers of this Integrated Information Governance Framework. Where can they find it, the platforms that they can get it on?
Okay. The book will soon be available on Amazon. Currently, you can still find the book through my publisher, who is Mpande Yenhlumelo, on their website. It's www.mpandeyenhlumelo.com. And you can also contact my publisher or myself. I can always make sure that you get the book, but definitely. And for those who are in the academic space, they can actually also access the book through EBSCOhost. It's one of the academic databases. So the book is also available there.
Wonderful stuff. Thank you so much again for your time this morning. We truly want to appreciate you and all the best. We can't wait for that next offering. You said is already in the works.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to have that interview with you.
Wonderful stuff. That's Dr. Refilwe Mabaso talking to us this morning regarding her latest offering, Integrated Information Governance Framework. And you can get it, like she said, on those platforms.
You are listening to Glorious Morning, the breakfast show with a difference. Right here on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.